variability from patient to patient in every disease process. When you are given an estimate, realize that you are listening to that doctor's knowledge of average cases. Ask, what is the best I could possibly hope for? And what is the worst I could anticipate happening? You probably are somewhere within that range. 3. What is the best treatment for my problem? When I see a patient, there are always 3 possible goals to therapy. The first would be to cure the problem. If this is not medically possible, the second would be to help the patient live as long as possible. The third goal is always operative, and sometimes the only possible goal, to ensure that the quality of life of my patient is the best it can be. Sometimes one goal is paramount, sometimes another is. I must be very clear about the goals when I suggest therapy. If I'm not clear, my patient may become lost in the maze of medical science with a great deal of cost and trouble, but very little real benefit. When my patient understands the best and most appropriate goal of therapy, that patient can then decide whether the cost and difficulty of therapy are worthwhile. Your doctor should explain the treatment, tell you which goals can be accomplished, and inform you whether there are other options to reach those goals. Ask the doctor for written information about your illness. You should receive information prepared for patients or an internet site that will help you better understand your problem. But be careful about exploring the internet without guidance. Anyone can put information on the internet, and many do so with misguided motives. Ask your doctor for reliable internet sites to help you research your problem. Keep in mind, treatment that doesn't meet any of the 3 listed goals is of little value, even if the condition improves for a while. 4. Should I seek a second opinion? It is always okay to ask this question. Anyone who is faced with a life-changing health problem should hear the diagnosis from at least 2 doctors, or from one doctor whom that patient trusts completely. Based on your confidence in the doctor and your confidence in the answer, decide whether a second opinion is warranted. If you are seeing a specialist regarding your problem, always discuss his information with your primary doctor to get a different level of interpretation. Ask your primary doctor to help you decide whether a second opinion would be worth the cost and trouble. If you decide to forego a second opinion, be sure you are willing to accept the results of your treatment without looking back at this question with regret. 5. Are there any reasons?